This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live, we're launching into the third hour of the live Saturday edition of the program. Coming up, the Drug Enforcement Administration and Immigration and Customs Enforcement, they're putting surveillance cameras in maybe your city, concealed in things like streetlights, so you don't even know that they're there. Got some of the details on that story coming up here. It's Ian and Mark in the studio here with you. Open phones as always here on Free Talk Live. We spent a lot of the first, the first couple hours talking about this FDA potential ban that they're likely going to release possibly as soon as next week on certain enclosed flavored e-cigarette products. I feel like we've tapped out that discussion, but if you got something to add, as always, you're always welcome to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything that's on your mind. We're going to our Discord on-air call-in line rooms, which there was a gentleman here in our Twitch chat over at twitch.lrn.fm who didn't want to call in on the phone lines because he doesn't want to give out his phone number to people, but asked, hey, can I use the Discord? And I said, actually, Discord's preferred because you sound better. And if you sound better, we're more likely to want to talk to you for longer if it's a good conversation. You never know until we find out. So here is Corey calling from Arizona. Corey, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, how are you boys doing tonight?
Good. What's on your mind, Corey?
Okay, so I was with my wife last night. I've been married for about, it's going on 16, 17 years now.
All right.
And we try to spice things up. Thank you. You know, it's not easy. I was trying to spice things up last night, so I said, hey, I'll go down on you on the couch. And, you know, she's always like, no, no. And I don't really understand that because as a guy.
Hold on. Now, that's spicing things up. I mean, isn't that sort of like a requisite? I mean, whether it's on the couch or not is another question. But
after about 4 years, you know what I'm saying? Like, the deeper you dig into it, the more, I guess, mundane, the more mundane things you do, it's still spicy. But 16 years later, so I say, hey, let me just go down on you, right? She's just watching, like, scary movies on the couch. So I said, let me go down on you. And she says, you know, no. And she always says no, which kind of bothers me because I don't understand that, to be honest with you.
She always says no only to this question. She's okay with normal sex, just not.
No, normal sex is I would say that's sort of, it's not out of the question, but it's also like a no, you know what I mean? Like, because I'm a guy, I'm always like, hey, let's do this, let's do this, let me jump in the shower with you, and let's do this.
So your wife of 16 plus years is saying no to you sexually, that's probably
most of the time
bad sign.
I don't know if it's a bad sign or if it's that we have had sex. I mean, you got to figure the first few years, you know. Once a day, twice a day, or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we're talking probably over the course of our relationship 10,000 times. And that's not an exaggeration. That's just
no, sure.
a numbers game. So
but it's been slowing down. It's been slowing down.
It's been slowing down. So I'm just like, hey, let me just go down on you.
Well,
right. So anyway, I kind of talk her into it, you know, and she, I don't know how detailed I can be here, but
probably,
you know,
not that
down.
Detailed. So we just got to kind of keep this as general as possible.
Yeah. So I lay down on the couch and she kind of gets on my face, you know, and I do my thing and she does her thing.
Success.
I don't know, but then it's definitely successful. But after, like, a hair fell in the back of my throat because I'm laying down, so I start coughing. And I can't stop coughing, right? And I'm like, and I try to power through it, but then eventually I say, you know, listen, can you please just move? And then she moves, I get a drink of water, I'm good to go again, but she doesn't want to continue. And that,
broken.
And
the mood's
a
tough thing.
The mood doesn't apply to me as a man, right?
Yeah.
And that's what bothers me the most, I guess, is so that after all this time, I'm still super into it.
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure why I had to hear the whole story in order to address whether or not your wife's in the mood, but I'll go ahead and address that. What I would say is that you just need to talk to her about this. Not in a situation where, like, you're trying to get what you're trying to get, but in a situation where you've both stepped away from that, you know?
You mean not in the heat of the moment? Yeah,
well, not, right. It's not, well, how come I'd like to do this? Oh, you don't want to do this? How come you never want to do this? That's not the way to address it. The way to address it is that you are somewhere, you're having a cup of coffee. Obviously, that's not going to occur right now. You just say, look, here's what I've noticed. We've been married for 17 years. The frequency of sexual contact has diminished over time. Hmm. I don't know how to...
Well,
I want that to be more often, and I don't know how to address that. Can you help me?
I've actually spoken to her about that, okay. Right? And I would say things like, it's not that it's bad. It's not always about me. We call it making cumsies. It's not about me just making cumsies, right? It's about, like, the closeness that comes with that, right?
The intimacy. The intimacy.
Right. Yeah, well, it draws us closer. Every time we're done, it's never like, ugh, that was gross. It's always like, wow, that was cool. I'm glad we did that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's sort of what... That's the divide almost right now, is that I want one thing, and she says she doesn't want it, but once it happens, it's great, you know?
So it's hard to get her started, get her into it.
Yeah, ask her for her help is the way I would phrase it, because you don't know, right? Like, there's you want to get to a location that only she has the keys to, and you don't know how to get there. So maybe she has some answers. And if she doesn't have any answers, then you've got to point out how important this is. Maybe it's a counselor situation or whatever, but this is important to you because it is important, right?
It's very important. I mean, they yep. think it's just about, pardon the expression, but emptying your balls or whatever. But
I appreciate it. I'm going to say that in regards to this topic, you know, it's tough. It's tough to talk about these things. And he was trying, I think, to do his best on, you know, not going into certain
really
descriptive areas. But yeah, we can't get that descriptive. I don't think so. Thank you for the call. I appreciate
it's an adult conversation,
hearing from you.
But it's not an infrequent one. Somebody
yeah,
in the
if I could have kept him on the line, I would have asked him how his you know the rest of the relationship is going. You know,
well, I think that he probably would have mentioned that if that was a particular problem.
Yeah.
This isn't uncommon, right? So here's a phenomenon for you. Women, look, we're going to talk about gender here for a moment, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm going to make generalizations based on the gender that people were born or whatever. Women, when they get into a relationship together, lesbian relationships, have this phenomenon called lesbian bed death. And you have never heard this phenomenon in regards to men because they're built different. They have different desires and, you know, sort of different goals from a biological standpoint. So if women, when they get together, stop having sex, that's what this lesbian bed death thing is all about, stop having sex, it would suggest that, women, left to their own devices, are just going to have sex frequently in the beginning and then peter off as time goes by. Whereas men, left to their own devices, we have male-male relationships, we have male-female relationships, we can look at this in a scientific fashion. They will not do that as much. They will peter off to some extent, mm-hmm. Trail off to some extent, but not nearly as much, and it will continue on for as long as the relationship continues on. What says to me is that inside a relationship, a man is going to continue want to have sex, generally, and a woman is going to... you know, punch the time clock in order to keep things going or not. And, the spice things up, sometimes you got to figure stuff out. I don't know. I don't have solutions for you, ladies and gentlemen. If I did, I'd be richer than I am now. But, here's some good advice. All always is talk to your partner in a way that doesn't pressure them.
Mm-hmm.
Don't accuse. Use I as opposed to you a great deal, and just talk to them about your what's important to you. When you stop talking about this, when you act like you're embarrassed about this particular topic with the one person you shouldn't be embarrassed
right,
about,
the one person you should be able to talk to about anything,
that is when you're dooming your relationship.
There's more coming up here. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up anything you want, though there's certain topics we got to be a little careful with. It's Free Talk Live.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign a petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink, like we have. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening at home anytime, anywhere, from your smartphone. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. You can get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. But because we're on broadcast radio, there are certain topics that we have to be very cautious with as far as what we allow on. There's a certain rule that says you can't basically... In the world of FCC regulated broadcast radio, that you basically can't pander.
You can't be prurient.
Yeah.
So Dr. Ruth can go on and give advice.
Right.
Like I did.
We can talk about
couples
sex,
advice,
but we just can't go and like get into detail about the act, if you see what I'm saying. So anyway, the toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. A lot of our conversations here aren't appropriate for children, generally, but depending on how cool parents you are, I guess.
Yeah, for all those kids that are just tuned to their AM talk radios.
Well, it's on FM in a lot of places.
Oh, I'm sure they're just under the covers like we were. I mean, no, they don't have an iPad.
Do they have that experience these days? No, probably
no,
not, right?
They do not. They have an iPad and they're, playing Flash games or watching videos of people playing games or something.
Right. Or watching hardcore porn or something like that now.
I hope not.
You don't think so? Wouldn't you?
What
if
age?
You were?
Well, I can tell you mine's not. Mine doesn't have any,
that you know
any
of.
Notion. Ian.
When was the first time you saw a nudie magazine?
I was probably 6 or 7.
How old
but
your son?
I was shown.
How old's your son?
He's seen movies that have naked women in them.
Yeah.
But he has never shown any interest in, like I, Home Alone, would be rewinding and taking a look at, just like I did with Purple Rain and the VHS.
When you were a kid, you mean?
Right. That's just not what he spends his time doing at this point. He isn't stuck in school either, where he's told and socialized over and over again,
around
this is what
kids.
You're supposed to be interested in.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, so he's interested in the things he's interested in, which is like Legos and World War II.
He's not interested in girls yet.
Nope. Not particularly. He plays with them. I mean, you know, they're for his friends,
mm-hmm.
but not the way that we might think.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. By the way, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com, where you can interact on our forum over at forum.freetalklive.com with other Free Talk Live listeners there. It's obviously a different format than, say, a chat room. It's more organized. There's topics. Go to forum.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, we have Jamez on the line calling from Ireland. He is also on the Discord on-air call-in line. Go ahead, Jamez.
What's up, guys? How are you doing?
Hey, you're on the air.
Hello, everyone. So I wanted to understand your guys' opinions on the way, not just in America, obviously, but kind of worldwide, Europe, how the recent craze of immigrants have affected countries.
What do you mean, our opinion on how it's affected? I mean, generally, I think immigration is a good thing. I think that immigrants coming into a place with relative freedom can boost the economy and have boosted the economy and made America, in this case, where we live, a much better place.
But people in France sometimes, the things I hear from over there, not always so happy with their immigration issue.
Yeah, so I'll tell you from a European perspective that some places are a lot more dangerous because it's mainland coming through, you know what I mean? There's no, like, say, in America, you do have kind of, like, a border, but, like, when it comes to us, we have nothing. It's kind of like, you know, you want to cross, you cross.
Mm-hmm.
But, now, I know this might sound a bit strange, but, like, I don't have a problem with immigrants, okay? They're just normal people, like, everyone.
Of course they are, yeah.
Some way back in your family, someone was an immigrant. Like, people travel the world, it's just, it's natural. But I was wondering if like there should be a way that we could, I don't know, like I know this sounds a bit weird, but like recognize who is an immigrant, as in if they come from a war-torn country, like couldn't let like a random immigrant join like the military, you know what I mean? If they're not from that country.
In the United States, you can join the military without being a citizen. You can't be an illegal, but you could not even, as I understand it, you can not even be in the United States, not be a citizen and join, but I'm not an expert.
That's crazy.
But,
Yeah, I'm thinking of some way of like, you know, to kind of like fix the illegal immigrant problem to make it a lot
easier
for
Hamas. Europe doesn't have an immigration problem. Europe has a welfare problem. What Europe does is it hands.
So does the U.S.
It doesn't.
It also has a welfare problem.
You can see what happens if you turn up the U.S. Like, here's a little bit of welfare in the U.S., here's a lot of welfare in Europe. When you give people free things, they act differently than when they have to earn them. And so what you'll have is you'll have people that keep their wives at home because they can afford to, because they've got, this welfare check that's coming in. Whereas if they didn't, then maybe they'd have to go out, and then the wives would talk to other wives, and then they would be like, oh, maybe this the beatings that I'm getting at home and the way I get treated by my husband are not appropriate, and I can, you know, live a better life, and I want that better life. So what I would say is that immigration isn't the issue. It's the entitlement programs, wherever it might be. And the bigger the entitlement programs, the bigger your problem's going to be. And that the what you see in Europe is all based on these programs.
Yeah, I really understand what you're saying. It's kind of more, less of a political standpoint and more of a, like, they're given into their ways, the people who are not here for good.
Who's giving into whose ways? I'm sorry.
Like, the government are giving into these immigrants' ways that are keeping, as you said, like, it's their norm.
Well,
like,
no, what's happening is the government is forcibly redistributing wealth via welfare program, so they're putting out an incentive to attract a certain type of person who is undesirable, whereas if those incentives didn't exist, then you would likely only get the immigrants who are the desirable ones, the ones that want to work, the ones that want to make a better life for themselves. So the problem is you have this welfare program attracting the wrong types of people, and then people will respond to that by saying, we need to ban immigrants or restrict them or build a wall or whatever, and then you create a police state in order to try to stop people from coming in, and then you end up with a welfare state and a police state and a total totalitarian mess.
Well, anytime you want to change whatever bad behavior is, and bad behavior may be different in one geopolitical designation than it is in a different one. Anytime you want to change bad behavior, you cannot subsidize the behavior. Ask somebody who has a drug addict for a kid whether giving them money works. Here, I'll give you $1,000 as long as you stop doing your behavior. That behavior is not going to change. However, when that person hits bottom and they have to work for the money for their crack cocaine or whatever it is, then they're going to be like, well, yeah, food or crack. And at some point or another, they're going to have to make the right decisions.
Hamez, good call. Thanks for making it tonight. Appreciate hearing from you all the way over in Ireland. And that's one of the nice things about the Discord server is if you're international, you just connect to a Discord server. It doesn't cost you anything.
Yeah.
It's free to do that. If you're international, you can't call a toll-free number easily. There's not really an easy way to do that. So you'll sound better. You sound like you're sitting in the studio with us, and it's free. So jump on our Discord over at discord.lrn.fm. We continue with more of your phone calls and thoughts. And if we get the chance, we'll tell you about the DEA and ICE, speaking of immigration, hiding surveillance cameras in things like streetlights, apparently now. So you never
know. 1984 stuff there.
Yeah, you never know when and where you're being watched by these people. And what they're going to do with that footage, who knows? Maybe they'll find you doing something they think's illegal, because the more things, the longer you wait, the more things they criminalize. More coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. 150 homes have been destroyed in Los Angeles County.
This resident explains why.
When the wind kicks up, the stuff catches fire and then they can't control it.
Many famous people have reportedly lost their homes in Malibu. So far, one death has been reported in that area. Further north, in the city of Paradise, they're now calling it the most destructive wildfire in California history. The campfire has destroyed the town. More than 6,700 structures are gone, and 10 people are dead. Patients at the Feather River Hospital barely made it out alive. More than 3,000 people have been displaced, and at least 30 are still missing.
I watched my house in the rearview mirror burning up. It was in my backyard when we evacuated. So, yeah, everything's gone.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. Live Saturday edition of the program. We invite you to join us here on the radio waves. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And don't forget, you can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. You can watch us on our Twitch stream, which is a video streaming service. Normally, it's for gamers that play video games online. We do talk shows on our Twitch feed. Every now and then, there's a game that gets played, but it's mostly our talk show, Free Talk Live, and there's a couple other shows that air on the channel. You can follow us there. Over 500 followers so far. We appreciate all of y'all for doing that. And if you want to go the extra mile, then you can assign your Twitch Prime or your Amazon Prime subscription, because you get one free Twitch subscription per month, which is easy to do, right, Mark? Because you've done this. I've seen you subscribing through this system.
Yes.
You just scroll down below our video at twitch.lrn.fm. You'll find the instructions. Real simple. It's like one paragraph. You click a link and link up your Twitch account with your Amazon account, and then you get a free subscription. You can assign it to us. We appreciate that. It means that Amazon will send a couple bucks for that month to LRN.FM, the Liberty Radio Network, and instead of keeping it for themselves. So
yeah.
If you want to do that.
Yeah, Prime. Might as well.
You might as well. And so there you go. Head on over to twitch.lrn.fm. Oh, and by the way,
right now, and I can see Jazzy the Studio Beast.
That's right. We have Jazzy Cams active. But the other thing that I added recently was you can also do tips now. So if you wanted to toss a tip in of whatever amount you want, you know, a couple bucks or $5 or whatever, you just go to, there's a link down below the video, or you can just go to tip.lrn.fm. You can do it now via credit card. major credit cards, and also via PayPal. And when you do, it actually pops up a message on our Twitch feed talking about how you tipped us. So that's, you know, giving you props and appreciation.
Awesome.
So tip.lrn.fm. As we go to your calls and thoughts, George is on the line listening to WBCK in Michigan on FM. George, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hello.
Hey, go ahead.
Just a little while ago, you had a gentleman on who said he'd been married about 17 years, and his wife was having some issues with him performing certain physical functions.
Mm-hmm.
And I was saying to myself, he's pretty lucky. I've been married 19 and a half years, and my wife became bedded about 8 years ago, and she is not willing to participate in anything other than light kissing.
Oh,
it's frustrating.
Yeah, it is.
Do you have any advice for people that are in this situation?
I never thought that I would be in my mid-40s, and that would be the end of it, you know?
Yeah.
Demoralizing. I had, and he was talking about having participated, the two of them, over 10,000 times, and I had always been told, now I never tried it myself, that the first year you're married, you put a penny in a jar every time that you make love.
Okay.
Every time you have physical intercourse.
Mm-hmm.
And on your first anniversary, every time you do, you take a penny out. After the first anniversary, and you will never empty the jar.
Oh, man. It could be true.
I've heard these things. It doesn't say much for the institution of marriage, and I can assure you that there are just as many people out there right now saying, well, that's not the way it is for me. But, I think it's an issue that a lot of couples struggle with, not just on with the roles that we're talking about here. There's plenty of women out there wishing that things went differently too.
And I understand that.
Yeah.
So it's not
and
that
you can,
your wife
you can,
is.
And,
go, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. No, and I was going to say jokingly, and if you could put out my phone number to some of those women. No, I'm joking.
Well.
That's what happens, though.
It is a serious...
It happens.
Right. It's a serious issue. You know, this is obviously something that people think is going to, that the relationship's going to continue as it always was. And obviously change is constant. But, you know, should you have some expectation of being able to have sex in a relationship? And I think many people do have that expectation, but then they feel like they're locked into this agreement where they can't stray outside of that. I mean, what have your conversations been like, if you want to share? I mean, have you, obviously you've talked about this, right? And
We have talked about it, and basically what she is saying is that she is broken and that it's in her head where she feels that women of a certain age don't participate in that type of activity.
Yeah, she's wrong.
And we have talked about it. I've asked if she wanted to go and talk to someone about it, and she said no.
Hmm.
However, a funny thing. Every now and again, you hear on the news where an actor, you know, an older male actor may be marrying a younger woman, and she's so upset because, well, why can't they just marry someone their own age? Why can't they do this? Why can't they do that? You know, and she's mm-hmm. upset because these actors are marrying women that are a couple of decades younger than them. And
right.
She got really upset with me one time when I said, well, because women their age don't want to have sex anymore.
I wonder how widespread that is. Like, what's the percentage of women over 40 who just aren't interested in?
Yeah, I really have no idea. But apparently that I gave her was the wrong answer.
Yeah, that's the get-in-trouble answer. But at this point, what are you going to lose?
Truth hurts.
Right.
You know?
Okay. Thank you, gentlemen.
Hey, thanks for sharing that, George. I really appreciate hearing from you. We don't know if the earlier caller was a crank or just, you know, tended towards the dirty when he was describing things. But I'm glad the issue got brought up because it definitely is an issue.
It's a real issue that people deal with on both sides of marriages. And if you're, I mean, ladies and gentlemen, the cornerstone of this relationship is intimacy. Mm-hmm. And if you're not providing that at some point or another, it's quite possible your partner will get it elsewhere. And I'm not trying to, I mean, obviously that's not going to put anybody in the mood, but let's talk about reality here. I'm not here to put you in the mood. I don't play violins.
You haven't been in the mood for years.
Right. I'm not here to shine your shoes or make you feel better. I am the high priest of the Church of the Painful Truth this evening for you, to take from Neil Bortz. And I am happy to tell you the painful truth. The painful truth is that that's what this relationship is about. You guys got together and you swore a monogamous relationship. Part of that monogamous relationship is a guarantee that you're going to provide what the person is giving up. So provide it or expect the relationship to fall apart. It may not. But it's in spite of your behavior, not because of it. You have fallen down on your what you've guaranteed. Sorry.
You know, there is always that looming question out there of, is she not interested because she's interested in someone else? I didn't want to ask George that question because, you know, I presume he would have some idea of whether she was cheating. But there is that possibility, right,
sure,
that this woman is interested in having sex, just not with you anymore.
Well, what they say is, and look, I don't know. I don't have to deal with this stuff too often, thank goodness. That comes up in friends' lives or whatever. But what they say is that a person who's cheating is likely to be having sex with you more often.
Just to try to make it look like they're not
cheating. If
there's
a change, that's what you got to look for. Not that there's, you know, some kind of...
Well, this was a change. It changed from happening to not happening.
And why would she want to live with him if she's been cheating long term? What's the reason?
Kids?
Could be.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-453. If you want to join us here, you can weigh in on this or whatever is on your mind. Again, that number...
I'd rather just be set free. Thanks.
Yeah.
If you're going to be trying this long-term cheating thing, just go ahead and go with that person. That way I can go do my thing, too.
855-450-FREE, like freedom. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms that are open for you over at discord.lrn.fm. You can jump on the air with us coming up in the remaining moments here on Free Talk Live. And, of course, we're always over there on our Discord server where the chats continue before, during, and after the show over at discord.lrn.fm. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live. Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at cryptotip.org. That's cryptotip.org.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses on the setup page, and then load the app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. AnyPay.global.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100. and have a great time getting there.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems. Using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you dial in here, toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Moments remain, enough time for you, maybe, if you get on the line right now. Again, 855-450-FREE, Life Freedom. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. We got podcast feeds. Go to feeds.freetalklive.com. You can subscribe to the Free Talk Live podcast, or maybe you don't have enough time to listen to a whole two-hour-long podcast every single day, which is how long our three-hour-long radio show is after you cut out the commercials and the news breaks, which is what happens with our podcast. You want to get the digest version. Riley Blake's been producing the digest now for well over, I think, a year. I don't even know if it's been 2 years at this point, but the digest
dedicated.
Has been going strong 7 days a week, and that's like a 20 to 30 minute version of Free Talk Live, which is, you know, basically the highlights, according to Riley. And that is available in our full feed, or you can subscribe to a special digest-only version of the feed. Or you can subscribe to a full shows-only version of the feed. So go and get all the details on that and get signed up to follow the podcast over at feeds.freetalklive.com. Ian and Mark in the studio continuing. We go to the phones and the fun. It's Brian in South Carolina listening in Myrtle Beach to WRNN. Go ahead, Brian.
I need to ask a question.
Yes,
sir. Refugees still coming from Mexico heading to the border?
I don't know. You don't hear much news about it now that the midterms is over.
Last I saw was yesterday. They had stopped, I don't know for how long, in Mexico City.
Right. And they're talking about, you know, when, if they should come up, when they should come up, and where they should come up. I'm from Texas originally.
Okay.
And I know, you know, just all kinds of people in Texas. When I was there, it was about a third white, a third black, and a third Mexican-American. And the Mexican-Americans especially are not happy with this arrangement, people coming up from Central America and some from Mexico. They don't like that. They don't like them at all. They
Why?
Call them the Mexican Americans in Texas, Texas citizens, do not like the fact that people are coming up from Central America.
Why?
And Mexico. Why?
Yeah.
Well, they're worried, they're concerned about their jobs. And that's the main thing right there.
And, I'm from Florida originally, and we had a phenomenon that was very similar. We had people that would come you know, into the state. We called them Yankees, okay? And they would come in mass, just loads of them. They drive terrible, they eat weird food, they talk funny, and they're just generally annoying as hell, right? And they came. Like, there's a lot of them. You go around Sarasota, Florida, you try to find a native from Sarasota, and you're going to look a long time trying to find one of these people. They've completely, it's Yankee-occupied territory, anywhere on the coast, right? And
both my parents are Yankees.
And they, because they can cross this geopolitical designation known as the state line of Florida with impunity. Like, we don't have any kind of enforcement mechanism to keep them there. They come, they bring jobs. In many cases, we get the worst of these states. You know, people that don't want to work hard or anything. That's how it was when I was a kid. I think it's changing now. I've been gone for more than 10 years. And, you know, at some point.
We're both from there originally.
Yeah. At some point or another, you know, the entire culture's changed. And so, you know, yeah, these things happen. Sure.
I don't think that addressed his concerns.
Sure, he wants to be able to stop people from coming, right?
Well, I don't want to go out and put words into his mouth.
I guess one more thing is that the Yankees, once they get there, don't want more Yankees to come.
That's what seems to be going on here, right, where you've got a group of people, many of whom have immigrated to this place, who are jealous, I think, of the fact that there are people who are able to come here without jumping through all the bureaucratic hoops, or that want to come here without jumping through the bureaucratic hoops. And I think that those people are heroes. I think the people who refuse to obey the government and live like free people, I think those people should be lauded for what they do.
Well, if you had a job on the line, or, you know, if as many people come as they say are coming, where are they going to live?
You know, there's like a whole lot of undeveloped land in the United States.
If there
right?
are 50,000 people that come, that's 1,000 people per state. You'll be fine.
There's 4,000 that are expected
to.
Yeah,
but if there were 50,000,
right.
The numbers have been thrown. If there's 5,000, it's 100 people per state. There's not going to be a problem. This particular thing is a scare tactic, and it was a scare tactic that was put in place by the Republicans in order to get you to vote Republican. Did it work?
I've got a better question. Do you think jobs are finite?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. More people, more jobs.
So, right. So you understand that the more people come into an economy, the larger it can grow, and so therefore more jobs get created.
Yeah.
Now, it may not be any fun when somebody comes in and competes for your job and perhaps undercuts you and does the same job for a lower price, but that happens with teenagers, too, who are born here in a lot of cases.
Well, I mean, at the very
young
least,
people.
If you're having your job taken by an illiterate who basically doesn't have a house, who's just come into the country and essentially destitute.
Not everybody who's coming here is illiterate, but anyway, go ahead.
Can they illiterate in what?
Okay, fair enough.
I mean, you know, English?
Yeah.
They're probably illiterate in English.
Yeah, okay.
Or functionally illiterate in English. If you're having your job taken by this, like, maybe it's time to step up your game.
That's a great point. Brian, anything else you want to share?
I live in Myrtle Beach.
Yeah.
And you talk about people from up north. We have half the state of New Jersey is pretty much here now.
Oh, that sounds like the worst.
Yeah, I hear him talk about Myrtle Beach all the time. It's supposed to be a real nice place.
Brian, thanks for sharing your thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you.
Yeah, it's when it comes to a job, let's define what a job is before we go any further. A job is like a marriage. It's an agreement between
marriage.
Well, it's like a marriage, an agreement,
yeah.
Right? Like you agree, and when one person doesn't agree anymore, there's no marriage.
Right.
You may have a marriage, but you are not the one. It's not your marriage, right?
Mm-hmm.
It is a marriage that belongs to two people. A job is the same way. If somebody comes along that offers your services, whatever your services are, in a more desirable package than you do, then you don't have a job anymore. If somebody came along, Ian...
Well, and you don't. That's because you don't have any claim on your job. You're making it sound like it's really an
even... Neither does your employer.
Well, they're the ones who created the job in the first place. You filled that position. So they get
no
to
job
do what they
until
want
you come
with
along.
It. Yeah, but like you said, somebody else can come along, and it's ultimately their decision.
But they can't do
decision.
The job the way I do it. So what I'm
they
saying...
They might do it better.
They may. But they...
Or they might do it about the same for less.
Or they may do it worse. All I'm saying is that a job is an agreement.
That much is true. It's a contract.
Between two or more people.
And those contracts can be broken and terminated at any time based on, you know, the various different aspects of it. Sometimes
right.
you get a severance pay. Sometimes you get a little bonus on the way out the door. But ultimately, most jobs are at the pleasure of the employer.
So,
let's go to Gene, the Christian anarchist. And that's okay. You know, if we had a free market, you could always just start your own competitor to whoever it is doing things the way you don't want. Anyway, Gene, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead. Calling on our Discord on-air call-in line.
Hey, y'all. Yeah, I'll make this quick. I'm just calling because of something that I noticed today regarding racism. And this is a subtle thing. And I don't even know that we realize that we're doing it because I don't really consider myself very racist. But I was in a McDonald's briefly. Everybody in there was black. People working there black. All the people that came in were mostly black. And... you know, you get to this situation where you don't look people in the eye very well. You know, you don't greet people. And one white guy walks in and he gives me a nod and I give him a nod. And I'm thinking, and that kind of shocked me. I said, well, you know, it's kind of weird because even though we try not to be racist and I don't consider myself a racist, the one person that I basically kind of acknowledged, he acknowledged me first and I acknowledged him back, was a white guy. Now, it's not like I have anything against the black people that are in the restaurant. I really don't. I mean, I got a lot of people that I really like that are black people. But it's funny how our mentality, our structure, our sociology, I guess. It's kind of a study in sociology.
That's interesting, and I wish we had more time to talk about it, because what you're doing is, like you're saying, you're observing sociology. It's not racism.
No.
Racism is where somebody believes that they are better than another group of people because of the color of their skin, basically. And I wish we could get more into it.
Really can't pretend that it doesn't exist.
This is a topic that deserves more discussion.
Yeah.
We just don't have time for it right now. I thank you, Gene, for the call tonight, but call another night and feel free to bring it back up so we can dig in further. We'll see you tomorrow online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my leg's feeling really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.